So as we establish that there is only one life, and that one life is the principle that we call God, we know there is no place within this universe, and most likely beyond, where that presence and that principle is not operating. And so as I speak this word, I know that the vibration of my word is being felt by anyone and everyone who is aligned with the truth and is so-called tuned in to receive that truth specifically from our group and from Lloyd Tupper, who is acting as sort of the leader, but is learning as the student. And so what I declare for us, that regardless of what technologies seem to work or don't work, the truth is known in mind, and that each of us are individualizing that mind, and we are attuned to it. So I know that the words that I am speaking are not falling on deaf ears, but rather entering into the individuality of that mind by all the names that Josh has just given us, so that this coming together on the eve of our celebration of the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024 is filled with a joyousness and a heartfelt thanksgiving for all that has transpired, for all the demonstrations that have been made, for all the healings that have been experienced, and the anticipation of what this new year holds for all of us. For we know that it is untarnished, that the past is gone, that the past has now been dissipated, and that we are being reborn into a higher grade of spiritual understanding and infinite awareness, so that there isn't any lack of understanding within anybody, even if you consciously think there is. There is that within us that knows, and it knows that it knows. And so as I speak with you today, under what I consider to be unusual conditions, I am reminded that I deny any conditions daily that interfere with that perfect flow of spiritual's inspiration and spiritual's intention to fill me, therefore you, with new and wondrous ideas that are uniquely identified to that vibration which you are putting forth, which you have put forth in the past and may have wiped out from the past and reestablished in the present, as I said in my opening, because we are always becoming a greater variety, if you will, to all that spirit is putting forth, and our unique demand in our personal treatment that we be receptive to all the new ideas that spirit is putting forth in this new year convinces me, and prayfully convinces you, that this will be, without a doubt, one of the greatest New Year's of our entire experience here on this earthly plane. And I say to you, as I say to myself, and why not? I deny anyone the option of declaring that they do not believe that that is possible. Because I know the vibration of all of you as you know my vibration. And the Spirit has declared that we be open and receptive to the divine impulse of Spirit's desire to become an even greater influence in our collective and in our individualization of its life. So I ask you to join with me to be open, to be receptive, to be willing. And in so doing, I know that those ideas of the Spirit that are directly correlated to what you have put forth, what your expectations are, what you declare you believe, and more importantly, what you declare you know. Because that vibration has set up this irresistible attraction to what it is you are seeking, both consciously and subconsciously. For in each of us, is that universal subjective mind, which is God. We individualize it, but it universalizes us. We take what it offers that gives us the greatest opportunity to demonstrate more of that life that is God in every area, health, wealth, love, joy, happiness, peace, you name it. It is God's good wish to grant it. Now, I know this to be true, and I know that you who hear the vibration of my voice know this to be true at varying levels, but you do know it. And I am reminded, and I remind you, that our knowing it is an action of intelligence. And intelligence responds to intelligence. And after all, what is this Spirit that we call our life if it is not infinite intelligence unfolding intelligently in all its creation? But here's something to consider. It automatically unfolds in all its creation, and it supports through the law of average their quality of livingness. But who amongst us wants to live an average experience of life? Not me, and prayfully not thee. No, as we enter this new hallowed ground that lies before us, call it 2024, because that celebrates how long that Christ Spirit, through the man Jesus, has been upon this earth. We are upon this earth, but we are also in the entire galaxy. We are receiving the vibrations of the ultimate Spirit that is God, that Jesus called the Father. That Father, Mother presence that is in you and in me. And there are varying levels, believe me, where each of us will receive that. But in making our demand, as I have done, and I will repeat on behalf of myself and you, I declare again, we are open, we are receptive, We acknowledge the presence within us, around us, about us. We know that we are intelligent. We know that the Spirit of God is intelligent and is the source of all life throughout the universe and beyond. So therefore, can we not evoke, which I am doing through this word on our behalf, a responsiveness of that intelligence? You bet yourself. We can, and we do, and we are. So whether we have technology issues or not, that intelligence operates independently of any secondary cause. And I declare that the very vibration of my voice is upon the ethers of life. And you are attuned to it, as am I, as an individualization of spirit. But that is not what I'm drawing on, nor are you hearing with. For I know, and I know that you know, we are not that which is contained, as Walt Whitman said, between our hat and our boots. We are so much more, so much more. Don't put any limitation on the Holy One of Israel, but rather open up yourself completely to that divine influx that knows no boundaries. Let it have its way with you. As they say, let us all be reborn into this truth that sets us free to be all that the Spirit of God in us, through us, around us, and about us would have us be. And you know what that is. I know you know what that is. So affirm it to yourself and know it to be your truth and make your declarations. For you are the truth made manifest this day and every day as we go forth into this new year and into the infinity of our immortal life, right here and right now. And so we do, and so we are, and so it is. Amen.